We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud. We're on the topic of Emuna. And interesting, just to make note, Rabbeinu Zal said to Rav Nosson Zal, whenever you write about the topic of Emuna, let your pen flow, meaning don't hold back, write as much as you can. Because he knew that this is what the future generations are going to need the most chizuk in, more than anything else. And this is one of those places where he really puts a lot in. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ikar hu emuna, because the most important thing is faith. Ki hu emuna hu ha-haschola v'ha-pesach v'ha-shar lichnois b'avoides Hashem u'b'ha-sogas ha-lukus. Emuna is the beginning. It's the entranceway, and it's the gateway for a person who wants to serve Hashem, for a person who wants to achieve a high level, a deep level of understanding of Hashem. So it's the beginning. V'hi ha-soif v'ha-tachlis shel kol ha-yediyas v'ha-sogos. And it's also the end. It's also the goal, the target of all studying and learning and understanding. Bebechinas, as we have the famous quote, Tachlis Hayedia Asher Loinai Neda. The goal of understanding, the highest level of understanding, is realizing that a person doesn't understand. Shezeu Bechinas Emuna. That's the concept of Emuna. Kizehu HaTachlis Shel Kol Hayedias VaHasogos Sheyoiden Umasigin. Because the real bottom line of all learning and understanding of Hashem that a person achieves is she'yefsher leida klal, is to realize that we can't understand Hashem at all. Rak laham in boyisbora, but rather we can believe in Hashem. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says: ani rishoin va'ani achroin umi balodai ein elokim. I am first, I am last, and without me there is no Hashem. I'm the beginning and the end. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ani hu bechinas malchus, bechinas emuna, kiyadua. The Zohar HaKadosh says many times that when Hashem uses the word Ani, it refers to malchus, which is the level of emuna. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, vezehu ani rishoin v'ani achroin. I am the first, and I'm the last. Ki ha-hascholo hi mehu emuna. Because the beginning, the lowest level is emuna, malchus. V'hasoif hu emuna. And that the end is also emuna. The top is keser, which is also a concept of emuna. It's beyond chochmo and bina. It's beyond what we can understand. It's again going into a place of darkness, seeming darkness. And the more that a person learns and understands and achieves an understanding about Hashem, their emuna gets stronger and stronger. The more a person learns and knows about Hashem, the more their faith becomes stronger and stronger. Just like we see at Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that Hashem revealed himself to the Jews more openly than he had revealed himself at any other time. The Gemara says, Ro'aso shifcho alayam, mashalai ro'i yecheskel ben buzi, that the smallest person, a maidservant, who was crossing the Red Sea with the Jews, saw Hashem more clearly than Yecheskel Hanovi. And still, what does the Torah say there? Vayar Yisroel Asayod Agdoila, the Jews saw the powerful hand of Hashem. Vayiru Es Hashem, they had fear and respect for Hashem. Vayaminu Bashem, and they believed in Hashem. A person would say, hold on a second, I don't understand. Belief, faith, comes in what you don't see. If you see, you don't have to believe anymore, right? The answer is, when it comes to Hashem, after everything we see, we know that there's still billions and trillions and infinite levels that we don't see or that we don't know. So therefore, as much as we know, the knowledge only makes us realize more and more how much we don't know, how much there is to believe in. And that's one of the reasons why we try to get to know more and more so that our faith will reach higher and higher levels. V'zehu ikar ha-tachlis shel kol ha-hasogos v'yedias kanal. We said this is the main goal of all learning and studying and understanding Hashem. The goal is to believe in Hashem and to reach higher and higher levels of faith in Hashem. V'alkein tzrichin Rebbe Godol b'yoyser sheyucha lahachnis hasogos alakus afilu b'hapchusim v'hashfolem moid moid. And this is why a person needs a rabbi on a very high level who has the ability to take knowledge of Hashem, understanding of Hashem, and be able to bring it down it to people who are on a very, very low level. Ki kol ha-hasogos v'hayidiyos heim rak b'b'chinas moti v'loy moti. Because all knowledge of Hashem and all understanding of Hashem is only on the level of moti v'loy moti. Touch and don't touch. We reach and we don't reach. It's like a person who's jumping, trying to jump very high, as high as they possibly can in order to touch something. A person who's 6 feet tall and he wants to touch something that's 8 feet high up in the air, a rope or a string. And the person jumps the first time, doesn't make it, second time, jumps until he touches it. Mama, she touches it. Now, I touched it. And he sees it because let's say there's paint on it and brings down his finger. You see clearly he touched it. Did he reach it? He didn't reach it. He touched it. He didn't attain it. He didn't acquire it. He didn't grab hold of it and pull himself up on it, but he touched it. When we achieve understanding of how of Hashem, our understanding, the Zohar HaKadosh refers to it as moti v'lay moti. You're holding it and you're not holding it. You touched it and you didn't touch it. Begin the less machshava tfisa bei klal, because as the Zohar HaKadosh says, no human mind can grasp Hashem whatsoever, can grasp Hashem, can understand Hashem in any total way. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains and clarifies. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Ki be'emes al pi chochmois bevadai I efshar lahasigoi v'leida mimenu klal. Because the truth is, with knowledge and understanding, no matter what type of knowledge we're talking about, whether it's the sciences, engineering, mathematics, lahavdil, Torah shebenigla, Gemara, Halacha, Amkus, in other words, Charifus, Kabbalah, with any kind of chachma at all, it is impossible to understand Hashem at all. Ki yuchal lisois b'chachmosei ma'oid, because it's possible for a person to go off track with Chachma to a very, very large degree, like the scientists have gone off track by their delving into knowledge and analyzing and trying to understand everything, trying to understand the universe and what goes on in space. They've gone way off track. Ad shebo lapikursis gomor al yedei tos chachmosam hanavoicha, to the point where they got to complete apikursis, complete denial of Hashem through the mistakes in their knowledge, in their wisdom, in their analysis. V'alkein ho ikur hiu emuna. And that's why the most important thing that a human being needs is emuna, faith. Aval, however, tzrichin lahachyos esu emuna ulachazko. A person has to inject life into emuna. Emuna is something that we mentioned earlier as compared to the moon. It has no light of its own. It on its own is dark. Do we want to leave it that way? No. We want to shine a light on the moon for the moon to reflect that light. So we have to give chius, we have to inject life into the emuna, ulachazko, and strengthen it, al yidei hamshochas chius me'oyer haponim, by drawing life from the oyer haponim into the emuna. What is the oyer haponim? Rav Nosson Zal says, shehu hasechel. Another word for oyer haponim is sechel. So we try to increase our sechel every day, every minute, so that we can feed our emunah, so that we can strengthen and increase our emunah and keep getting to new and higher levels of faith in Hashem. V'zeh na'aseh al yedei tzadikei hador daiko hagedoilim b'mayla yisera daiko. And this is accomplished by the leading tzadikim of the generation, the ones who are on the highest level. Sheheim oiskim lahachnis bono emuna gdoisha. They are involved in trying to inject faith into us, in trying to teach us how to believe in Hashem, believe in the Torah. U'bechol ha-toirois v'ha-hasogois she-megalim lanu al yedei zeh heim mechayin u'mechazkin emunaseinu akdoshim. And with all of their Torah, with all of their shiurim, with all the understanding of Hashem that they convey to us, they're trying to nourish and strengthen our faith. Ki afal pi she'anu royin u'mevinim she'enonu mevinim devreim klal, because even though we see and we realize that we do not understand the words of these tzaddikim, vonu royim meirochoik, and we see from the distance, shechachmosom hagedoylo neelam verochoik meitonum oid, that their great knowledge and wisdom is far, far, far away from us. Afal pikein, despite that, kol chad kifumanem eshar belibe, each and every person on their level, to the degree that they're capable of understanding, yochoy lehisnoit etzloi miat remozim gedoylam v'chazokim, can receive hints and sparks of kedusha, sparks of light, to make them realize kamo tzrichin leschazek beemuna, how much I have to fortify myself and strengthen myself with faith. Kulei hai v'ulai yizke gam kein leida ulahasik tzas. And then maybe, I'll also be able to understand a little bit. Lachzois benoyam Hashem, to look at the splendor of Hashem, ulevaker beicholei, and to visit the castle of Hashem. Asher noyam arevus mesikus hisnoitetzus echod yefsher l'shayer, whereby it's impossible for us to fathom, to imagine the sweetness of one tiny drop of Hashem's great light. Ukedai lizboil kol ha'isurim sheboilam, and it's worth enduring all the suffering in the world. Uleshaber kol ha'tayvois, and to struggle at overcoming all your physical desires. And it's worth struggling at serving Hashem with every kind of struggle and effort in the world, mamish to the outer limits, and with mesiras nefesh, bishvil arevus neimus hisnoitetzus echod, in order to enjoy the sweetness, the unbelievable sweetness of one spark, one drop of Hashem's light. That's how great it is. That's how bright it is. Ashrei hazoiche lirdoif acharzeh be'emes. Fortunate is the person who is zoiche to go after this properly, for real. V'alkein hatzadikim hu amitim hagdoilim b'yoyser machnisim bonu hu emuno hashlemo dekdusha. And this is why the greatest of tzadikim, they are involved in teaching us and injecting us with pure faith in Hashem.